cheap, clean, plentiful. It wasn't so much the two-headed calves or sheep-faced babies that got to me, the way their skin, if they lived, would split, curling back like pages of a burning book, or even that cloud crossing oceans and continents, invisible except for the clicking on counting machines, leaving the fruit and herds, the flocks of birds, the schools of fish poisoned in its wake, the mushrooms growing bigger than all the big-head Bessie's skulls, the algae, molds, and viruses gone mad, genes disoriented, DNA retwisted, sperm and eggs on a one-way trip to abortion or worse. It wasn't just that the whole stink was a front for the war machine, a byproduct of the bomb pushed by nationalistic, power-hungry madmen for an Orwellian-named defense industry, run by crew-cut psych class case histories of the military-industrial complex, giving the endless growth of cancer and capital their perfect logo, the smiley-faced, peaceful atom, neoplastic agent and agency united in the myth of eternal returns on investment. No, what got to me was the seven generations and more robbed of our right to live out our lives in a natural world, to look at the lakes and rivers, forests and mountains, the eyes of our children and parents and lovers, our own eyes in the mirror without seeing them fingered by uranium's decadent daughters.